Fluitiste Aura Rascon combineerde op Batafest 2025 een westers muziekinstrument met klassieke Indiase muziek. Ze noemt het een fusion in geluid.
I started playing the traverse flute, Western classical music, but then very soon I knew I wanted to improvise. And then I found, I was for a long time searching how, and then I found Indian classical music. Then I specialized on this tradition, as which has become, funny enough, now like my basis of how I think music and how I approach music. And well, today what I did was a little bit of a combination of both, because normally for Indian classical music I play with the bansuri. The bansuri is the bamboo flute from India, the traditional flute. The bansuri is one of the oldest wind instruments that we know. It's already written about it since the Vedas, the very ancient scriptures. But after, now today I wanted to make a little bit of a combination between my background in Western classical flute and the Indian classical music. So I played the rag with traverse flute, not with the bansuri. The structure that we played was purely classical, but the sound was also a bit of a mixture, because the tabla is a traditional instrument, a traditional percussion instrument. The flute that I play today, the traverse, is Western. And we invited Jimmy also with the drums, so it became a bit of a fusion in sound, but still, was also following the structure of Indian classical. So today I had the pleasure of inviting Shabir Hussain.
My pleasure.
He's a wonderful tabla player. We've collaborated in many projects for many years.
Yeah.
We played also even crossover music with flamenco as well.
Yeah.
Flamenco, Indian classical, etc. And he's coming from Rajasthan.
Jaipur. Yes.
And maybe you can say more about your tradition.
Just my name is Shabir Hussain. And I'm from Jaipur, Rajasthan, India, and I belong to traditional musician family, such as my Ustad, Ustad Hidayat Khan Saab, my father Ustad Rahman Khan Saab, my guru Pandit Nandan Mehta Ji. So I study Delhi Gharana, which is based from here. As you know, my uncle, he is also my uncle, he is very famous, Ustad Fayyaz Khan Saab, from Delhi Gharana. So
Gharana means school.
School.
So that's like the different schools according to the region where they come from. Yeah.
So I very enjoy to play with her. I often play when I come to Netherlands, when I often come to on the tour Europe. So since maybe since 15 years I'm playing with you.
Together,
we have done different kind of project, fusion, flamenco also we have done. So I really enjoy with Auraji. She plays very well. And thank you very much. It's my pleasure to be here.
Ook hier Jimmy Huting, drummer uit Rotterdam. Welkom. Je hebt in verschillende projecten gespeeld, van jazz tot pop. En ook nog ben je componist en producer. Hoe kwam jij nou op dat podium terecht?
Well, as it is Batafest, we all dragen our steentje bij, as we say in Dutch. And I am part of the technical committee, so I was helping or standing by for Aura if she needed something with building up the set. And then we heard there was a train delay, so it became insecure if the partner could make it. So I jumped in. Aura asked, can you please join? And I said, why not?
He asked me, do you need anything? I said, yes, a drummer.
Jullie spelen een raga. Raga's zijn heel specifiek gedefinieerde stukken. Waar gaat deze raga, Raga Bhairavi, over?
In Indian classical music, all the ragas are quite specific, for the different times of the day or different moods. And these are the structures that we follow. This raga is usually played in the early hours, in the morning, in sunrise, after a dark night, when the sun is finally coming up. So it's also like a little bit of coming from a period of pain and despair, but also a little bit of hope, a little bit of peace, and also it's very spiritual. It's a kind of ache, but also hope. And I encourage everyone to listen to this raga.